Chapter 19. Prisoner here. Loitering on the opposite side of the way, when this gentleman was reading. The robbery was committed by another boy. I saw it done, and I saw that this boy was perfectly amazed and stupefied by it. Apostrophe having by this time recovered a little breath, the worthy bookstall keeper proceeded to relate, in a more coherent manner, the exact circumstances of the robbery. Why didn't you come here before? Apostrophe apostrophe said Fang, after a pause. I hadn't a soul to mind the shop, apostrophe replied the man. Everybody who could have helped me had joined in the pursuit. I could get nobody till 5 minutes ago, and I've run here all the way. Apostrophe, the prosecutor was reading, was he? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Fang, after another pause. Yes, apostrophe replied the man. The very book he has in his hand. Apostrophe, oh, that book, eh? Apostrophe apostrophe said Fang. Is it paid for? Apostrophe, no, it is not, apostrophe replied the man, with a smile. Dear me, I forgot all about it. Apostrophe apostrophe exclaimed the absent old gentleman, innocently. A nice person to prefer a charge against a poor boy. Apostrophe apostrophe said Fang, with a comical effort to look humane. I consider, sir, that you have obtained possession of that book, under very suspicious and disreputable circumstances, and you may think yourself very fortunate that the owner of the property declines to prosecute. Let this be a lesson to you, my man, or the law will overtake you yet. The boy is discharged. Clear the office. Apostrophe, DN me. Apostrophe, apostrophe cried the old gentleman, bursting out with the rage he had kept down so long, DN me. I'll apostrophe, clear the office. Apostrophe, apostrophe said the magistrate. Officers, do you hear? Clear the office. Apostrophe apostrophe the mandate was obeyed, and the indignant Mr. Brownlow was conveyed out, with the book in one hand, and the bamboo cane in the other, in a perfect frenzy of rage and defiance. He reached the yard, and his passion vanished in a moment. Little Oliver Twist lay on his back on the pavement, with his shirt unbuttoned, and his temples bathed with water, his face a deadly white, and a cold tremble convulsing his whole frame. Poor boy, poor boy. Apostrophe apostrophe said Mr. Brownlow, bending over him. Call a coach, somebody, pray. Directly. Apostrophe, a coach was obtained, and Oliver having been carefully laid on the seat, the old gentleman got in, and sat himself on the other. May I accompany you? Apostrophe apostrophe said the bookstall keeper, looking in. Bless me, yes, my dear sir, apostrophe said Mr. Brownlow quickly. I forgot you. Dear, dear. I have this unhappy book still. Jump inches, poor fellow. There's no time to lose. Apostrophe, the bookstall keeper got into the coach, and away they drove. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.